This is the I'm a Lutheran column featuring Joel McKinnon Miller. He's an actor, a lifelong Lutheran, and currently isn't a member of an individual congregation, but continues to be affiliated with the ELCA. He says, "When I was a little boy and we would visit my grandparents, I would sing hymns to them like, 'How Great Thou Art.' My cousins always thought it was great when I started singing because my aunts and uncles would give me change from their pockets for singing, and my parents each had 11 brothers and sisters, so it was a big family. My cousins and I would then walk to the candy store with all this change and buy some candy, and I'd share it all with them. I went to college at the University of Minnesota in Duluth for the opera program, and in my second year, the head of the theater department asked if I was going to audition for the summer musicals. I hadn't thought about it, but he encouraged me. I ended up getting the lead in South Pacific, and a funny thing happened on the way to the Forum, and I got nice supporting roles in Arsenic and Old Lace, and in the world premiere of a Finnish play. By the end of the summer, I changed my major to musical theater. I was asked to join a new acting company out of the Kennedy Center after being seen in an audition in Vermilion, South Dakota, and I left college to go on their tour. When I came back, they asked me to go to New York to be in the main company, John Houseman's The Acting Company. It started out of Juilliard in the late 60s and still tours today. My fiancé, now my wife, interviewed for the wig and wardrobe job and got it. Her mother told her that she couldn't get on a bus with me unless we were married. So we got married 3 months later before leaving for New York. We toured the U.S. from 1984 to 1987, and this May we'll be married for 38 years. I went to the Philippines in 1996 to film a movie. It was a military picture, so I asked for a flat-top haircut. And when I came home, my agent told me to keep the hair and get a new picture. And I've had this haircut ever since. My wife cuts it, by the way. The haircut has been pretty good to me. I've had different look that stands out, and it's allowed me to play all kinds of parts. My goal in moving to Los Angeles was to provide for my family as an actor. I didn't come here to be famous or to have a big house or fancy cars. I just wanted to make a living doing something I like to do and to be able to take care of my family, and it's worked out all right. I think grace is about trying to do the right thing, trying to be a good person, and doing that all with God's help. Grace is an underserved gift from God, and I think I can try to live up to it in a way. I don't mean by doing good works, but by being a good person and trying to meet each day with gratitude. My parents were very faithful Lutherans, and my church was a big part of their life, and they tried to make it a big part of ours, too. I believe it'll always be that way. You go through ups and downs in life, but you have that foundation, that faith. We always have that, and that's the gift, isn't it? I'm a Lutheran because my parents brought me up in the Lutheran Church, and now it's just part of who I am and who I will always be. It's almost like being a part of my DNA, I guess you could say. There have been some pastors in my life who've just captivated me by how they serve from their soul and how they carry themselves in life and how they make you feel when they speak to you. It's really very powerful, and it has made lasting impressions.